Part 10, Frequently Asked Questions. Where was John Wayne Gacy born? In Chicago on March 17, 1942, St. Patrick's Day. How many people did he murder? 33 bodies were found, 6 are still unidentified. How old was he when he first started killing? 30 years old. When did his first murder occur? 1972. How many years did he go undetected? 6. How many bodies were found on his property? 29, which includes 27 in the crawl space, 2 elsewhere on the property, and 4 in the Des Plaines River. Why was he known as the Killer Clown? He was a registered clown who performed at children's birthday parties and hospital wards during his killing spree, which is how he became known as the Killer Clown. Is Gacy in the Guinness Book of World Records? Yes, he's listed for the longest sentence imposed on a mass murderer, 21 consecutive life sentences and 12 death sentences. Did he have accomplices? There is a lot of speculation, with evidence, that he had accomplices who helped him to lure boys to his house. When was Gacy arrested for murder? December 22, 1978. How were his victims' remains identified? Most were identified through dental records, skeletal trauma, and personal artifacts that were found in Gacy's home. 6 remain unidentified. How did Gacy murder his victims? 13 died of asphyxiation, likely from what he stuffed down their throats, most died from ligature strangulation, and 1 died from multiple stab wounds. Where did he learn his rope trick? During his time with the Boy Scouts. How old were his victims? Age 9 to 20. How did he discard of his victims? He buried 27 in the crawl space under his house, 2 elsewhere on the property, and threw 4 found in the Des Plaines River. How many appeals did Gacy have on death row? More than 20. How many witnesses were at his execution? 42. When and how was he executed? He was executed by lethal injection on May 10, 1994. Does capital punishment still occur in Illinois? No, it was banned in 2011 and replaced with life imprisonment with no possibility of parole sentences. How many years did he spend on death row? 14. What did he have for his last meal? A bucket of KFC, 12 fried shrimp, French fries, fresh strawberries, and a Diet Coke. Did he have any educational qualifications? He studied business at Northwestern College after dropping out of high school and allegedly studied at Kentucky Fried Chicken University when he worked there. How many children did he have? He had 2 with his first wife and was the stepfather to 2 girls in his second marriage. Was he a necrophiliac? Yes, he started by lying in a coffin at a mortuary where he worked when he was 20 and later admitted that he had sex with the corpses of his victims, blaming it on an alternate personality, Jack. Why did his victims have bags over their heads? He buried many victims with bags over their heads, saying that once he had killed them, he didn't want fluid leakage to stain his carpet or ooze out anywhere. The bags were his way of stopping that from happening, because he sometimes stored bodies under his bed, in the attic, or in the closet for 24 hours. How many victims were identified? 28 have been identified, which means that there are still 6 to be identified. However, evidence revealed that Michael Marino's remains did not match his mother's DNA. When the remains that were buried in the same crawl space also did not match, it brought about the possibility that those were not the remains of Michael Marino or Kenneth Parker, which means that perhaps 8 are still unidentified. Why did Gacy choose the clown name Pogo? He said it stood for Polish on the go. He was Polish and always busy, so he thought it was a fitting name. Sometimes he used the name Patches for undetermined reasons. What other nicknames did he go by? He asked his friends and employees to call him the Duke, the Colonel, Mr. Gacy, or John. Which cars did Gacy have when he was arrested? A white Plymouth 1971, a black Oldsmobile, and a black Chevy van. He said that he bought a new black car every year and fitted it with spotlights and accessories to look like a typical police car. Did Gacy have leukemia? No. He told Michael Rossi, an employee, and police officers that he only had 4 years to live because he had leukemia. This was just his way of harboring pity and trying to get the cops to leave him alone. Was Gacy religious? He was raised as a Catholic and went to church on most Sundays in his adult life. He read Psalm 23 to several victims as he murdered them. So in one sense he was, but it was in the most twisted, depraved way possible. Why did he murder Rob Piest, his final victim, who did not fit his usual victim profile? He was afraid that Rob would tell his parents or neighbors about Gacy's behavior. The pair were on their way out for Gacy to drive him home after failed sexual advances, and when Rob said, "I thought you were going to kill me," that's when he decided to. Why did he start killing? When he was arrested for sodomy and sentenced to 10 years in prison, he reflected and realized that he was only caught because the boys lived to tell their tale. In 1972, he committed his first known murder by stabbing a teenager because he thought he was under attack when he saw a knife in his hand, which turned out to be for preparing breakfast. After that, he said, he realized that killing was the ultimate thrill. Did Gacy study other serial killers? Yes, he especially liked Dean Corll and Elmer Wayne Henley and copycatted many of their methods in his serial killing career. Did he feel or show any remorse? None. He showed no emotion when he was convicted, blamed the victims for their own demise throughout his time on death row, and said, "Kiss my ass," as his final words before he was executed. How did he hide the smell of the corpses in his crawl space? He got his teenage employees to cover the crawl space in lime, which reduced the odor for a while. He planned to pour concrete in the crawl space and was waiting for building approval to do it. How did the attendees of his themed parties and his employees' friends, neighbors, and family not report the smell to anyone? They noticed it, but Gacy always blamed it on a faulty sump pump or the dampness below. He also turned off the heating vents to reduce the airflow coming up from the crawl space. Was his mother alive to learn what he did? Yes, she died in 1989, 11 years after his arrest. However, in her final years, she developed dementia and forgot all about her son and his crimes. What triggered the investigation in Gacy? The disappearance of Rob Piest, whose family urged the police to help them look for their missing son, who was last seen with Gacy outside Nissen's pharmacy. The 24-hour surveillance and search warrants were based on this disappearance. What police found was more devastating than they had ever imagined possible. Did he ever take responsibility for his crimes? Never. He denied his crimes until the day he was executed, always shifting blame and concocting elaborate theories to prove his innocence. Where was he buried? Gacy was either cremated or buried in a location that has never been disclosed to the public. His brain was removed to be studied, and he's still in the possession of a psychiatrist, Helen Morrison.